countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, my next guest this morning is Maurice Damery, who coordinates the Farmers Have Hearts programme for the Irish Heart Foundation. They provide heart health checks for farmers at local marts across the country. And Maurice was among the speakers at this week's Safeguarding the Future of Farming conference. Maurice, good morning. You're very welcome.
Good morning, John.
And thanks very much for joining us this morning. Now, some people might think farmers are really healthy. Certainly they're involved in very physical work. They're out on the land, as we heard already from, we heard one man on the bog, we heard one man in his forestry plantation. They should have healthy hearts, or do they?
Well, the perception out there, as you say, John, is that farmers do have healthy hearts and that they're very physically active. But in fact, when we look at farmers and we provide health checks for them, we find out of research that they're not as healthy as we think they would be. And I think a lot of the reason for this is they're not as physically active as we'd like them to be. And the farmers would say that themselves when you're chatting to them at the mart. They think they're active, and then when you actually have that chat with them, they're not as active as we would like them to be. So a lot of the reason for that is that they use quad bikes, tractors.
Right.
Milking machines as well, excuse me. So from that point
of view... They're so busy as well. A lot of farmers are doing two jobs as well nowadays.
Yes, that's right. Mm. And in fact, I saw a young farmer there, as you say, at Safeguarding and Farming the other day conference. And I mean, he was doing an ag science course as well as working on the farm, running home, no time to go out and have a game of soccer maybe in the evening just for that stress buster release as well, apart from the physical activity side of things. So it is a very busy life, particularly for young farmers, as you say, as well, because they're trying to work on the farm and work outside the home as
and
well.
And the busier they are, and then some people are living alone, we know as well maybe that they mightn't get much time to pay attention to their diet or to eat properly. It might be just eating on the go as well.
That's right. And a lot of farmers are living in very rural areas. They can be isolated as well. Some of them may not have partners or families around. So it's around the cooking thing as well. Maybe they're eating out a lot, so they don't have that control over their diet that we might have for cooking from scratch at home and preparing our own meals. And I suppose portion size would be another thing. Also, the 24-hour round-the-clock work, it's very difficult for people. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to regulate your diet and your physical activity as well.
So tell me about this idea, Farmers Have Hearts, at the mart as well. You decided to go and meet farmers.
We did. I mean, this developed in Roscommon, actually, believe it or not, probably in 2005, between 2005 and 2007 with the HSC. They had a team there, a health promotion officer, a dietitian, physical activity person, who did health checks for farmers there. And they did a study that at the time, and that study showed that it was very beneficial meeting farmers and providing health checks. And as the Irish Heart Foundation actually have a team of nurses living nationally around the country in different counties, and we have a nurse-led health check programme, it was seen that the Irish Heart Foundation would be a good organisation to get to do the health checks. So we're delighted to be doing this, and we've been doing it since 2013.
So you're going to take me through some of the basic tests you carry out at the mart with farmers you meet, and we'll talk about it along the way. But while you're doing it, you're also going to give me a quick check-up as well, Maurice.
Well, I will. I'm going to do a blood pressure check for you today, and I mean, it's very important to have your blood pressure checked, and we recommend over the age of 30 that people have their blood pressure checked at least once a year. Blood pressure, as we know, is one of the major risks for a stroke and heart attack. So it's a very simple, non-invasive check to do. So we really encourage people to
I better
to
roll
have
up my sleeve
check.
Here. So this is what would happen maybe if I met you at the mart, if I was there selling cattle or something like that, or just calling in for the dinner or something like that.
A little bit harder when you're on radio because you might feel a bit stressed. So I'll help you roll up your sleeve there. And what I'd say to you is just relax a little bit. Have your 2 feet on the ground.
Okay, right.
Have you ever had your blood pressure checked before?
I have, yeah. I would donate blood quite regularly, so they would usually do it there.
Okay.
And I think they're okay with it. They take the blood anyway.
And have you any, like, are you anxious at all about having it done today, or how do you feel?
No, I'm not. But now that you've asked me, you're making me worried, Maurice.
Really?
Should I be worried?
Well, no, I'm trying to sort of find out. Some people actually are quite anxious, and they think having a blood pressure check is like having a blood test done as well.
Right.
So it's not. I'm not going to be taking any blood from you today. We're literally just doing a blood pressure check. So you just relax. Think of something nice. I'm actually going on holidays today, so I'm thinking of something nice. So if you wanted to either close your eyes, think of the sea or whatever, and just relax. I'm going to turn on the machine here now.
Okay, so you've the cuff on me, and you've got quite a modern looking machine here for checking the blood
pressure.
It's
an automated device, so I'll press the machine. This will also give a pulse reading as well. We ask you not to talk when you have your blood pressure checked, if that's okay, generally.
Well, that's okay, but on radio you'll have to keep doing the talking, so Maurice, you keep it going there.
So I'm doing John's blood pressure here year now, and he's very relaxed. He's actually smiling now. He'll feel the cuff getting tight in his arm, and I just say to him to relax his hand as well. And in a couple of minutes, it'll show his blood pressure reading. Now, ideally, this is not a good situation to have your blood pressure done, because it'll probably be a little bit high because you're working, and that's a natural response to the environment you're in at the moment. But it will settle down afterwards, and we'll just see now. It's coming down now. We like a normal blood pressure to be around 120 over 80. And we usually advise people on when it's 140 over 90 or above. This will also give a pulse reading, which shows kind of the rate your heart is beating at. And now your blood pressure reading has come through.
It's released. I can relax.
And you can relax a little bit. So we generally don't discuss people's blood pressure or the results, health check results, you know, on air or that, because it's kind of confidential as well. And I'd say to you, your blood pressure is a little bit up today.
Is
and
it?
I'd say it's because you're on the radio. And we might have a discussion later on around that as well.
And what would happen if a farmer has high blood pressure, for instance? What are you going to tell them at the market?
So there's different referral guidelines. Okay, so it depends on what level it's at. So they might be advised on within a week, a month, or, you know, 6 months. It depends on the reading, or it could be urgently and straight away. We'd advise them then. We'd have a little chat to them around their lifestyle, you know, what they're eating. Mm-hmm. Are they having too much salt? Are they drinking alcohol? Are they smoking? We'd look at their physical activity levels. Are they being physically active? And one of the reasons for this is if you make one small change in your lifestyle, it can go a long way to making a difference to your health. So, for example, becoming a little bit more active may help you lose weight. It's a stress buster as well. And that, in turn, will help reduce your blood pressure. So there's small things you can work on.
Do you get farmers willing to come in? I know you generally go use a private room at the mart or something like that. But if you approach a farmer around the ring bidding on cattle, they might eye you with a bit of suspicion, saying, what do you want? Or they might worry with a tax man or something like that.
It's kind of funny. When we went to the marts first, I mean, I found the farmers in the beginning. And it's a word, but they were quite suspicious. And, you know, we usually have an Irish Heart Foundation representative at the mart, as well as the farmers, as well as the nurses, should I say, meeting the farmers. So we would chat to the farmers first, and they can be a bit suspicious. But what actually has happened, we've been doing this now for the last 5 years, so we're going back to mart, so the farmers are used to us being there. So it's a norm for us to be there, so they come forward quite easily. And the crack is great. I mean, farmers are brilliant for encouraging other farmers to have their blood pressure or to have their health checks done. We don't just do blood pressure, we do cholesterol, glucose measurements, body mass index, waist. So we're looking at all the risk factors for cardiovascular disease. And just to say, we know that farmers are disproportionately affected by cardiovascular disease, and that through our studies we found that 80% of them were advised on, had four or more risk factors for cardiovascular disease, and were advised on to their GP.
So you've given me a card, the Irish Heart Foundation, Farmers Have Hearts, this is your health record and a personal lifestyle plan. You're telling me maybe I need to look at my blood pressure, maybe I need to look to talk to my GP.
Definitely.
How do you know if the farmers bother to follow up with the GP,
well,
or whether they do anything about it?
And through our research, we found that probably only a third of the farmers, over 30% of them, actually went to their GP. But one of the things we did find is that they were making lifestyle changes, which was really positive, and that most of them said that they wouldn't have had a health check done otherwise. So this, in turn, is very beneficial for the farmers. So what we would say to farmers is, if you have been advised your GP through a nurse at the mart, please go. And even if you were seen 6 months ago and you didn't attend your GP, go now. Go and have a follow-up health check. And keep an eye on our website, because you'll see what marts we will be going to next. We're going to marts in June, and then from September onwards for the rest of the year.
That's on irishheart.ie. And I know, as you and me are talking about blood pressure and cholesterol, other things kind of come up. We were talking to farmers earlier on about isolation and the pressure they come under as well. There is a farm and rural stress helpline too.
That's right, there is. And what we do when we go to the mart is we have a list of support services. So for example, if we were in Carlow Mart, we would have a list of support services in the local area, such as GPs, primary health care centres, and walks, Linus Launcher walks, men's shed groups, and then the National Farm and Rural Stress Line will
which
be there
I'm going
as well.
To give out. It's 1-800-742-645. 1-800-742-645. That is the Farm and Rural Stress Helpline. And if you want to find out more about Farmers Have Hearts, and the next time you'll meet Maurice and her nurses at your local mart, look up irishheart.ie. Enjoy your holidays, Maurice.
Thank you very
much,
Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
This morning on Countrywide.